Currently, a Melbourne detective is about to publish a book revealing who killed JFK. He's a retired detective, so he's sort of applied his skills and looked at the evidence and has one of the bullets that were extracted. And,
is it just evidence-based, or does he have insider knowledge?
It's evidence-based. He basically treated it as a cold case, worked his way through and came to various conclusions. And apparently there's an earlier book published that actually is very heavily forensically based and is pretty dense.
Yeah.
But he agrees with his conclusions. And the conclusions are very simple.
Yeah.
The Secret Service killed JFK.
Okay.
One of the Secret Servicemen had an automatic machine gun-style rifle with the appropriate size kind of bullets.
Yeah.
The kind that, like, explode.
Yes.
Rather than just pass through. So the difference between a hollow point and a full...
Yeah.
And his conclusion is that there were eyewitnesses who claimed to have heard machine gun sound. There was a Secret Service agent who's riding. Ear witnesses.
That would be ear witnesses.
Yeah. technically ear witnesses. Okay, there was a Secret Service agent who was sitting, was jostled, his machine gun contraption went off and he shot the president, who then subsequently died.
So we're saying this is an accident.
We're saying it's an...
But I just watched White House Down. And in White House Down, the Secret Service do it deliberately. And I think it's always a possibility, because White House Down was a very realistic sort of film based on, clearly, the JFK assassination and secret tapes that they have access to.
Yeah, well, you've been there, haven't you?
I have stood on the grassy knoll. I went to Dallas for a conference, and I realised that while I was in Dallas, there is nothing to do.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So about the only thing you can do, because I was in a hotel across the grassy knoll, was stand on it, and then go to the JFK Memorial, which is
the
block just across to it. Yeah, I didn't go there, but I stood there. Yeah. And then, of course, I discovered that there was the JFK Conspiracy Museum, which is right next door to the grassy knoll as well. So that gave me a really good day. And I've got a pen from the JFK Conspiracy Museum that makes me very happy. I feel a very special connection based on having stood on that grassy knoll.
Now, the obvious question is, if the Secret Service knew what had happened, why did they keep it? Why didn't they admit to it?
Yes, as we were discussing this earlier. I mean, I think it would have made sense to, if they had done it immediately, as if, oh crap, we accidentally killed the president, that they could have got around it, as if it's all his fault over here, he's really bad. But
potentially. I mean, it's certainly not going to make the Secret Service look competent.
No, which is why I can understand that they may have decided not to tell people.
Well, particularly if they've waited until a few hours in the hospital before they sort of mention...
Yes.
That A, he's dead, and B, we killed him.
Yes.
Or maybe it even took him a bit longer to figure it out to begin with. Maybe he's been shot, somebody shot it,
and nobody wanted to put their hand up.
Because strangely enough, he just didn't volunteer as being the one who did it.
Gee whiz, I wonder why.
But it has,
won't get that years bonus.
Meant, years and years and years of interesting conspiracies have sprung up from what may have just been a simple matter.
Well, to be fair, do you really want to admit that the division... The Secret Service, who are charged with protecting the president, managed to fatally wound the first Catholic president in US history?
Probably not. No. Especially the first Catholic president who has a really powerful family.
I should add, I immensely enjoy conspiracy theories. I really, really love conspiracy theories. I don't believe any of them. I'm putting this in the category of conspiracy theories I do not believe. On the other hand, it is really cool. So,
I think what's interesting is that it's a retired Melbourne detective who's decided to open it as a cold case and has tracked it down and has come up with this conclusion.
Which makes me wonder... If this is the case, couldn't someone else have come up with this conclusion as well, who looks at cold cases? I would have thought that someone
perhaps many people
could.
Have.
And maybe they're easier to disappear if they're in the US.
Well, yes, there's that.
Or maybe it needed someone in Melbourne who couldn't be easily removed.
Quite possibly. And the Kennedy family, while still existing, are not as powerful as they used to be. And there's only one direct descendant left, I think, well, possibly. His daughter's still alive. Maybe she has children, I don't know. But the Kennedy family isn't as powerful as it was, so maybe it's timely to do it now before they get powerful again.